If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, Jay Binkley, Rob Brinton, Carrington, back tomorrow. I said to be back today and wasn't, but so I lied. Big thanks to Thor Nystrom joining us talking NFL draft. What do you think about the UFL, Rob? You a fan of the XFL that now combined with the UFL? We have the XFL division, four teams. We've got the four teams from the United Football League. Are you a fan of minor league football? Or I guess in some of the places like St. Louis Battlehawks, they consider that
quite simply no.
Real football.
I literally do not care for it at all. And I think viewership being way down shows America doesn't care about it at
30%
all.
30% decline from a year ago.
Massive spike. Massive dip. Like, I love college football. I love the NFL. Like, I love football. But you know what? I think we're learning from these spring leagues, there is such thing as too much football, because on April, whatever the weekend would have been, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, no one was watching these games. No one knows anything about these teams. No one cares about what's happening.
Like, unless you're in one of these markets.
And even then, they're not watching. Like, if it's down the massive numbers, it's down 30% 1 year, I would tell you that even people in St. Louis aren't watching at the same rate they used to. People just do not like the idea of spring football, and it feels like every once in a while someone gets excited about it. The Rock, the XFL, all the stuff, and then we learn pretty quickly it's no one cares to watch quadruple A players play football.
21 players went from the UFL last year to NFL rosters. Now, they're not guys you're going to hear about, and some guys made the team, some didn't. The big practice squad type guys and stuff. Not like made a difference. The only guy I ever saw really make a difference, Rob, but he's been on a million different teams, is Donald Parham. Remember him, the tight end from the Chargers? He played for Arlington. Like, he was a member of the Renegades that won in the XFL. He's gone on there in the UFL because they have two different divisions in it. But, hey, the World League of American Football was fun when they did it. I've often thought, okay, if you could allocate some players to the CFL, okay, do it. But again, a lot of compromise with it to be done with that, like the 20-yard end zones, the vertical motion, 12 guys on the field. There's a lot of CFL things I don't particularly care about, and I'm sure NFL players don't really care about those either. It is a big-time wide receiver league. But the minor league football system is college football. Make no mistake about it. It's the SEC. It's the Big 12. You know, it's the ACC. You know, that is the minor leagues. Guys are paid now. The NFL won't have to pay them. They don't have to pay their insurance. They have to pay crap. And they draft those players. They end up in that 254 to 258 player pool at the NFL draft, depending on comp picks, on which direction they go. But it's not quite the developmental league people had hoped for. I'll be honest with you, Robbie. If it's on, I will watch it. I'm not a diehard fan of the UFL. I do like some of the things they test. I remember when the XFL first came out with Vince McMahon, there was a lot of things the NFL took and copied, and it made their product better. The camera above hand, that floated over the field. There was different technologies they used. They could try things out for the NFL. I mean, the UFL would have been a great place to try out the ball technology. Like this year, they're going to have it digitally tracked whether you got a first down or not. And the chain gang will be secondary. They'll still be there, but it won't be the end-all be-all. But I'll say this, Rob, and I know people have talked about it, and the NFL's, you know, considered it too, and they've done testing on it. Having the chip in the football, especially when you cross the goal line.
Aren't they doing that this year? Didn't they talk about doing that? And one of the rule changes?
It'll be one of the rule changes for that, but not the end-all be-all. The chain gang will still be there. Here's my problem with that. It's not where the ball lands, but where your foot is where the ball is.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.